Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. I am joined by your CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together.
We do.
On a Wednesday.
Feels like a Friday.
We'll have some fun today. We got good things in store for you coming up. Right now, we're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking to little brother, Mother Nature. I was going to say Brother Nature.
He did. You were good.
I'm getting into the Marvin Gaye. I'm getting into the music. I can't help it. I make no apologies. Brittany, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Have you ever heard that before?
Brother Nature. Oh, my mother is screaming in the back of my head, and she doesn't even know why.
She's high-fiving you.
Brittany, blue skies out there today with Mother, Brother, Nature. It's really looking nice out there. I'll let you do your job. Go ahead. I'm just going to back off.
I'm going to say, mother, brother, sister, it doesn't matter. No. Whatever family member she is.
She is family.
She's feisty. So yes. Maybe she doesn't like your comment, right? Mm-hmm. Because the winds are just going to be whipping again today. We could feel gusts up to 40 miles per hour this evening. So it's going to get a little wild. That's, of course, as a cold front moves in this evening. So before that, we get a slice of warmth. We're going to hit about 72 degrees today. Sunny skies, barely any clouds, and even as this cold front pushes through this evening, I'm not sure any clouds are even going to form. That's how dry our air mass is, that we can't even squeeze out a cloud, let alone a drop of rain from it. So, wow. Very, very dry, comfortable temperatures in the low 70s, windy, and that's really the case tomorrow, too. The winds start to ease up a little bit, and we'll still be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine. No rain in the forecast at all.
This is lovely.
No. Yeah.
We can't have any bonfires.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Fire danger.
Instead, go for a walk. This is perfect walking weather. This is perfect getting outside and enjoying some Mother Nature weather.
I mean, James, I think when the wind kicks up tonight, just take that ponytail out and see what your hair looks like.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole reason to have long hair as a guy. Yes, absolutely. It's the only reason. So, Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for putting up with us. Or me.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Have a good one, Britt. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning. Catch us up on Brother Nature.
I'm just thinking that if this is the setting the stage for the next 2 hours, this is going to be great.
It is going to be interesting. It's going to be great for you, interesting for the audience, and crazy for me. We've got good things in store. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Looking forward to doing some celebrating. Terry and I are going to talk about Dolly Parton's children's Christmas book. It is coming out. We're looking forward to diving into that.
Love that.
Got a nice time. Tie into that, I'm sure, as well. Mustard beer, we will discuss what that is and what's going on with that.
It might be good.
We'll find out. Well, maybe. We'll find out. We'll talk about it, at least. Today is National Kale Day. We'll get into that one a little bit. We got a weird TikTok trend I wanted to talk about as well. And it's a Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. That is going to be fun. Terry, we'd like to kick things off with the United Way and talking a little bit about what's going on with all of you.
Yes, so we are still taking yards through this week. So you have the opportunity, if you have not signed up to have your yard raked, we do this during our Day of Caring event on Saturday, October 26th. Mm-hmm. And this is where we convened, pulled together volunteers. Last year, we had almost 450 volunteers come together to rake yards for elderly and disabled in our community who otherwise don't have, maybe they don't have family, local, or anyone around to help them, or don't have the financial ability to have somebody come and clean up their yard for fall. So we are taking registrations yet. So if you need to sign up, you can do that by calling 211 between 11 and 5, or you can certainly just call the United Way main line, 715-421-0390. And then we are also looking for rakers, right? Because the goal is between 85 and 90 yards. You know, maybe it'd be fun to push it to 100, but we just haven't had that many sign up, honestly. So if that happened, we would make it happen. But we do need Rakers to do that, and you get a free t-shirt, so that's really awesome.
They're red this year.
They are red, so that'll be looking great with the fall backdrop. So you get a free t-shirt, free hot breakfast. We convene everyone at 8 a.m. Grand Rapids Lions Club for a hot breakfast, 9 o'clock, send you out with your raking assignments, and then you just get it done. By noon, you're back home in your comfy clothes, chilling on the couch, or whatever, you know, whatever your Saturday morning brings. Maybe you go home and clean up your own yard after that. So we are looking for volunteers. We ask you to go on our website and get registered. If any of the members of your group are under 18, we do need a waiver signed. You know, just standard thing for under 18, you know, participating in volunteer opportunities. But it also covers us for a photo waiver, which is really important because we really love to share these pictures, you know, of everybody out raking. So, you know, that's really what's going on as far as volunteer opportunities. We also are wrapping up recruitment for reading mentors. So if you are interested in being a reading mentor, we do have a few openings yet. We have a couple at Grant, which is out in Kellner, Mead Elementary right here on the west side in Wisconsin Rapids, and then at Ed Hoyer Elementary School in Port Edwards. So that's where we have some opportunities. If you are willing to give 30 to 45 minutes per week to a student or a group of students, kindergarten through third grade, and literally you're just listening to them read, just guiding them a little bit. You don't have to be a reading interventionist. We need you to just be a warm, friendly adult that they can connect with, that's with a willing ear, right? That's willing to give that time. So we do still have some openings, and where you can find those is by visiting our website, uwswac.org. And I just really encourage you, you know, if you have the time, and so, you know, maybe retiree, maybe your workplace supports volunteer hours. This is a really, really great opportunity. So we encourage you to do that. And then last but certainly not least, of course, this is our campaign time. So we are fundraising actively at this time. You know, and our ultimate goal is by December to raise, about $620,000 for programs that impact the community. And just a little, I don't know, precursor is later in the week. Tomorrow on Midday Magazine, Ben from our team at United Way will be here, and he'll be talking about not only our ALICE report as a whole, but also some new releases to the ALICE report, new information that has come out, you know, some enhancements, which is cool. That happens three times a year where we get a little bit deeper information about a certain population. But these are the families and households in our communities that we are serving, those who are employed but just struggling a little bit, or maybe not struggling, but no emergency fund, no savings. You know, how do we help people work toward being even more successful so that if there is a crisis of some kind, it doesn't, you know, set them so far back financially. So Ben will be here tomorrow with you talking about that. So, you know, certainly encourage people to tune in to hear about, you know, who specifically United Way is serving.
Yeah, he'll be with us 4 o'clock tomorrow. We'll get in depth in that and some more with the United Way. And certainly remind everybody about some of the things we just talked about. We'll wrap up the show there too, Terry. But I do appreciate everything and certainly the detail and the effort and the work going into this. I want to remind everybody Day of Caring is not only a wonderful opportunity to help out and be a part of things at the United Way, but it is also one of the few moments we have in society where it's strangers helping strangers, and we have the whole community coming together on this one. I want to see some record numbers on this. I want to see the whole town, as many people as we can, get in on this one and helping out. And that includes lawns for us to rake. So please let us know if there is a lawn out there that we could help out with, and please spread the word about this too. While we are one of the biggest radio stations in the world, we understand that there might be some people that might not hear us out there. Please do spread the word about this on social media, and be sure to word of mouth is always goes so far. And we want to make sure that if there's any yards out there that need it, we're there to cover it. And we need rakers to do that. I do want to send out a shout out to everybody that volunteers for this. I see a lot of familiar faces every year with this event, and a big thank you to them. I want to thank our local sports teams as well, because they always seem to show up and bring kids down and got some of these players down to help out and everything. It is such a beautiful moment in our town to see, and it happening this time of year with the change of the season and getting into the colder weather and all that. It makes my heart sing every year. just thinking about it. I love this month. It's one of my favorite days in the month. I really do enjoy it. Sign up for Day of Caring. Either way, whether it's a lawn or it's yourself being a raker, at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Terry, I did want to touch on two things with our National Day of Calendar. We don't get to do this very often anymore. We don't do a lot of our National Day, but do it over on the Sunrise Show, where you can join us 7 to 8, Monday through Friday at 105.5. Shameless plug. Shameless plug. I admit it. It's a shameless plug. Today is National Coffee with a Cop Day. It's a fun one, which is also unique or interesting because we'll be with Sheriff Becker today. He'll be joining us from 4 to 5 today.
Better have some coffee for him.
Uh-huh. Gotta have to have a cup. Usually it's water that he wants, but we'll have coffee today. I'll be having a cup with him. I think that's a great one. And Sean and I not only get into, of course, local things and current things that are going on, I'd like to talk to him about the ATV law that is going to be being proposed. There's a lot of people out in the community that have been curious about it and want to get kind of – we're going to be having different people in to talk about this coming up in before November, of course, and everything. But everybody in town has seen the signs and the conversations, but I don't think a lot of people understand, or there is, seems to be a lot of people that don't know completely the depth of that.
Yeah, so that's for the city limits, right? Of right. Wisconsin Rapids? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I've been seeing information about that. I mean, I live outside the city limits, yeah, so yeah. I see it because, of course, it affects our organization being located in the city. But interesting. It's always good to know both sides, right?
Yeah.
Hear both
oh, yeah.
sides and make a decision
here.
On how you vote.
There is certainly no opinions necessarily. It's all about just giving you facts and giving you information, and that's what we'll be doing. We'll be covering that. And today is Rosh Hashanah. For those that don't know, today is the beginning of the Jewish New Year. In fact, Rosh Hashanah literally translates to head of the year, just in case we forget. It is one of the higher days in the Jewish calendar and everything, and you might wonder why I'm bringing this up or why we don't really talk too much religion or these things. Well, for one, Judaism is a creed. Two, I understand that the rise of anti-Semitism and what has happened in the last handful of years is noteworthy, and certainly what is going on over in the Middle East is noteworthy. But I ask people, because I had somebody, I've never had this happen before. I've had a lot of anti-Semitism in my life. I have never had this happen. This weekend, I was walking through Walmart and I'm in a rush. If I'm at Walmart and I see any of you, I don't see you. I'm in a blur. I am not trying to be rude. I am just trying to get in and out of that building as fast as possible. But I did happen to be in a rush and I had somebody walk past me and they hollered at me and made sure that, I don't know if they were trying to, but they made sure they were loud enough in a busy Walmart that this other people could hear them because they stopped and looked. And the person looked at me and shouted, "Free Palestine." And I looked at that person, and it took me a second. I'm like, oh, yeah, my Star of David on my arm, of course. I don't know why nobody ever notices the cross inside the Star of David. I mean, there's two things represented there, but I digress.
Well, if you were running, like you said, I mean, maybe they just caught a glimpse.
Maybe it was that. But I looked at him, and I'm like, yeah, I agree. It's to judge a people by their government is no different than if you were being judged by our government. Nobody wants that. People want to be judged on their own selves, whether you agree with your government or not. You want to be judged by as you are as a human being. How do we defeat that kind of hate? How do we destroy that kind of hate? You do it with knowledge. You do it with love. That's how mm-hmm. you do it. And you spread words. And so that's all I'm doing is just sharing information of what today is and everything. And if you happen to run into any of my tribe or anything, and by that I mean me and my mother, because I'm sure we're the only ones that did. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But if you do, what do you say? You can say good Happy New Year, or you can say good Rosh Hashanah. You can even celebrate this yourselves. Coming up in a little while, Yom Kippur is the end of the Jewish New Year. And that is where you make kind of an atonement. And you look at the whole year as a whole, and you kind of say goodbye to it, and the good, the bad, the gray. That is a big part of life as just as human beings, but it's something I think that is very relatable, and a lot of people can get into. And it's an extra New Year day, so.
And it's also, but it's also intentional reflection.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean. Like, yes. I just don't think that people, regardless of the driver of it, take time necessarily always to do that.
It's a nice cleaning of the slate while also learning from things,
yeah.
and growing, and also appreciating the year as a whole and what you've had, and the good, the bad, the gray of all of it. We will take a time out. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Terry and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. We'll be right back. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We wish you all a great day, and we wish our good friends over there a wonderful start to the day. Go treat yourself. Get on over there. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us, and enjoy that great menu that they got over there. Looks like their Wake Up Wrap Spinach Tortilla Special today. Oh, it just moved on me. Darn it. I just had it.
Wait, your wrap moved? Did it roll?
No, the computer waits for me until I need it, and then it jumps. As soon as I need it.
Are you in Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, it does like a refresh.
Yeah.
You know, right. Not thinking you might want to look at what you had on the screen.
Yeah. Ham, egg, and cheese, spinach tortilla wrap today. Go ahead and check that out.
Sounds yummy.
That does sound good. They got a great menu over there. Go visit them today. El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We'd love to celebrate with you. info@wfhr.com. Go ahead and hit us up on Facebook, whether it's WFHR or WIRI's Facebook pages. We will get those messages. And of course, you can call up 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You can announce your birthdays and anniversaries live on the air. People love it. Go ahead and do it, everybody. Get them to us. Before we get into today's, I do have to rewind a little bit to yesterday, where we had a couple of honorable mentions we were not able to get in. Neither of these people can win, but we did want to get them, mention them and reference them. For one, my sister's husband, Mac, my brother-in-law.
Oh, happy birthday.
Mac from the Nakusa area, born and raised, and the Zowskis, well known. Mac's father actually fought Mike Tyson.
What?
Yeah, Mac's father fought Mike Tyson
does
early
he have
in his
both
career
ears?
And stuff. Does still. He still has both
the
ears.
Whole ear.
And somehow conscious. Yeah. Mac is a great guy. Wonderful guy. If you know Mac, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Great dad, great husband, and all that. Wishing you a good day, man. I'm very lucky. I'm spoiled. My brother and sister, both of the people they married, they're not in-laws. They're brothers. Mac is my brother. Kim is my sister. You know, been known them for so long, it's hard not to be.
And sometimes, you know. We might give our sibling back and keep that person if we had to choose.
My Nana and Papa used to threaten my dad with that. My Nana and Papa would say, We're keeping Pam, you're out, dude.
Yep. Yeah,
and
fair.
All the time That's they fair. Would. Like, and my Nana was dead serious
but, you
about
know,
it.
I think every daughter-in-law loves hearing that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like, yeah. Okay, buddy.
Enjoy your day, Mac. Hope it was a great day yesterday, Mac. And also my fur brother, Sammy. Sam turned 8.
Wow, really?
Sammy is 8. I can't believe he is 8. He is an old, little old man. He's having a hard time seeing. He's bumping into things and everything, and I feel so bad for him.
Get him some spectacles.
I tried. He won't wear them. He's like, I look old in them. I'm like, oh, Sam.
Like the Mr. Potato Head ones?
Like that. I like, just now I got to do
those
it.
Those little yellow.
You are so getting a picture of that at some point. Happy 8th birthday to Sammy. And as I use this as an opportunity to bring up our Southland County Humane Society and the people over there that reached out to my parents and got them that great friend, that best friend of theirs that they have. Really do appreciate our friends at the Humane Society. They'll be with us Thursday. Be listening for our Pet of the Week this week. We have the spotlight set completely on Roger and Karen Schiller celebrating their 37th anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary, guys.
Roger and Karen, you're not only our qualifiers, but you get all the attention, all the love. We wish you a great anniversary. Happy 37th, you two. It's a Wednesday. I say celebrate right through the week, right into the weekend, right through.
I actually was just looking through my, you know, notices of birthdays, mm-hmm. and I don't have any either for today.
October 2nd,
you know,
not a lot for today.
I don't know.
But we do have this wonderful anniversary. We wish Roger and Karen a happy 37th. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Efren Ramirez is 51. Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite is 51.
Okay. I'm just going on record right now. That is the stupidest movie ever.
There are a few things that shock me more than this.
That I don't like that?
No, that don't shock me. I'm not shocked at all.
You know, seriously.
It would have been more surprising
if I would have like started rolling. Yeah, I could because the stupid movie's been on in my house enough. But I firmly believe that you actually lose brain cells when you watch that.
There's certain movies that
and
you
cannot get that time back. Like, no, no, especially if you've watched it more than once. Why would you? Sorry, dude. It's still your birthday, but ugh.
You definitely know the words to Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now. Tiffany is 53 today. 50? How is she just barely older than him? That's crazy to me because it just feels like she's been around forever.
Yeah, but when that – is she a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
You think?
Because locomotion.
I mean, I don't know if she is, but I think.
She kind of had a hit with locomotion, but that's not really her. So,
but
yeah,
like, but I remember when that song came out. I mean, so she's barely older than me, but she was just a teenager. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? When we were teenagers. So, I don't know.
Back when you, to be a pop star, you had to start out in malls. You start,
oh, yeah.
That's where she got her career started. Yeah, she was a big mall star. Kelly Ripa is 54, one of the hardest working people in show business. That person, Kelly is just an incredibly hard worker. Great work ethic.
She is one of the most charismatic people in the world.
Yeah, like, yeah, she really is.
I mean, she has to be exhausted because she is just always on. So I can't imagine what she's like, you know, like at home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
is she still funny, silly, or is she like, get out of my path? You know what I
love the idea of, like, Kelly Ripa, as soon as she's at home, she's just in lounging, just a hair and you know, curlers and
sweats,
everything. And
don't
talk to me.
I mean, I'm guessing she's not.
Yeah,
but there's just something about her. Mm-hmm. Whether you like her or not, there's still something lovable about her.
Well,
you know, there's just. Yes. She's just such a presence.
And
I love her.
I don't know how you can't respect her work ethic. She is a hard worker. She puts a lot out there. Let's see here. Phil Oakley is 69, lead singer from Human League. Don't you want me, babe? So we got a couple of 80s stars here today. Interesting. Lorraine Bracco is 70, another 80s star, as she was Ray Liotta's wife in Goodfellas. And, of course, the Dr. Malfi in The Sopranos. Great actor. Sting is 73, another 80s star with The Police, but Sting had a big enough career that went into the 80s, 90s, aughts, all that. Great singer, songwriter, still going too, still sounds great. Heard a live show of his couple months back and sounded great. Don McLean is 79 today. Big hit, of course, 1971's American Pie. Is Don McLean a one-hit wonder? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Boy, what a hit.
For sure.
Oh, man, if you're going to have one hit.
And it's funny because everyone knows it.
Everybody,
you know what I mean? Like, everybody can sing along to some of it. Like, even my kids. You know what I mean? Like, it just keeps forward.
To that point, I like, as a kid in South Chicago, in the inner city, there was somebody in our neighborhood that made apple pie or something like that, and a bunch of us kids were getting pieces and stuff, and sure enough, a bunch of kids started singing it. Like, a bunch of just, you know, city kids started singing it. Like, it's a
hit everywhere. I'm not laughing about the you guys singing. I'm laughing about the poor person who made the pie, and all of a sudden, there's like... triple the number of kids as usual.
Just out of nowhere. I don't know. Kids coming out of sewers. Like, just nowhere. You didn't have no idea. Yeah. She had no idea what she was doing.
Homemade pie? You know.
Mrs. Rodriguez. And she made two of them. She ended up going back in and making another one. Yeah. That was the only time she ever did that. She never did it again.
She's baking, just keeping her windows closed so nobody can smell it.
One of the greatest minds in comedic history, Groucho Marx, born in this day in 1890, passed away in 1977. You don't believe me? Go back and watch his work. It stands up. Groucho is still one of the greatest of all time. I'm not even joking a little bit. I will die on this hill. Groucho Marx, one of the greatest comedians, greatest funny men in movie history. And timing. I still tell my students, I still tell people, if you really want to learn comedic timing, go watch the greats. They had vaudeville timing. They had to be good at it. Otherwise, you didn't work. And Groucho was one of the greats, just one of the best at it. And speaking of that era, Bud Abbott, born in this day in 1895, of Abbott and Costello. Another one of the greats. And if you want to go back and watch amazing timing, watch Abbott and Costello in that. Just incredible. And Mahatma Gandhi, born in this day. Born in 1869, passed away in 1948. So amazing names on today's list. Quite a list for today. And part of that list is our good friends Roger and Karen Schiller celebrating their 37th anniversary. Happy 37th, you two. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe and celebrate. Visit them right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We got the Quality Post Printing Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up. We're also going to talk a little bit about Dolly Parton and her Christmas book. That is also coming up as well here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I get that wolf howl in there, Terry.
Yeah.
Little Thriller to play us in. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing in just a little bit. Looking forward to hanging out with them. Right now, Dolly Parton released last year her New York Times best-selling picture book, Billy the Kid Makes It Big. If you didn't know, Billy the Kid is Dolly's god dog, who is Frenchie. And yesterday, the sequel was released. It's called Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas. And here is the synopsis. The story follows Billy the Kid, a French bulldog who has everything he could ever want, a place in Nashville, a great band, and even a cross-country tour. But when Billy's band is scheduled to perform at the Barkefeller Center on Christmas Day, he must decide what matters to him most, fame or family. Or if you want to hear Dolly read it to you instead, it's also available as an audiobook.
That's awesome.
Oh, what a great idea. Ah, that's pretty good. We are the home of Dolly Parton News, so of course we have to cover this. It's a cool story, so we're going to cover it. But I also wanted to bring this up today as it ties into our friends at the United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Women United group sponsors Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is a book gifting program that Dolly created originally, you know, just for her hometown, and then it spread to the surrounding area, and then it was the state, you know, and it continues to grow. And actually, the Imagination Library program now is global. And so books are being distributed in several different languages. Some of the books that we distribute are bilingual. So there's, you know, it's written in both English and Spanish in the same book. So that's really awesome. But what the program is this is an opportunity for children from birth to age 5 to receive one book in the mail every month, you know, for that whole time period. Mm-hmm. You don't have to if you know, maybe the child missed the sign up at birth. They can sign up at any point in time when they're under 5, and then they'll receive a book every month. The month that they turn 5, their book is a, you know, on to kindergarten kind of book. But it is awesome because Dolly has on her team at the Dollywood Foundation reading interventionists that actually are selecting these books, you know, what's appropriate for a child that's 2 years, 4 months, that kind of thing. So it is really awesome. Again, our Women United sponsors this. So we offer the program to all children that reside in Southwood County. So in the zip codes of Rudolph, Vesper, Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and also for all of Adams County. So any child who is between birth and age 5 in that area is eligible to sign up to start receiving free books. And the way that you do that is there's a form on our website that you can download, or you can connect with Stephanie in our United Way office at 715-421-0390. Again, the child has to reside in that area, and that is at absolutely no cost to the family. So this is part of our literacy efforts that we want. We want kids to have books, and books are expensive and sometimes outside of the budget for families, but there is no income qualifier on this. It's every kid. Mm-hmm. Every kid in Southwood or Adams County that is under the age of 5 qualifies for this program.
It's one of the coolest things that I can think of, and one of the cooler things that the United Way has brought to my attention. I've been doing it for a couple of years. I cannot encourage people to be a part of this more. There are a few things that feel as good as it does, sending that out and knowing that where that money is going and what that is doing. Not only does it feel good, it's something that you are reminded of throughout the year. It's not just one of those things that it pops up once and you never think about it again. Like I'm thinking about it all the time. It's a great program.
Yeah, so what James is referring to is we do offer the community the opportunity to sponsor a child, and the cost to do that is $30 per year. But again, there is absolutely no cost to a family or child who's receiving the books. Mm-hmm. But if there are community members who say, gosh, you know, I'd love to be part of that, and think about that. That's 12 books that get mailed. So this comes in the mail for only $30. And that's purely because of, you know, the work that Dolly and her team have leveraged and sheer volume, right? Like the, you know, it gets, if she orders, you know, 500,000 of one book, she gets a good rate.
Yeah, right. Plus, you know, I got to imagine, in fact, I know this for a fact, Dolly Parton, incredible negotiator. Like, incredible negotiator, which I may not be surprising to some and maybe to some others, but I don't know. Over her career, she's been very good at this. So, I mean, that might come into play a little bit, too.
So here's a fun fact. There are states within the United States that are going statewide with the Imagination Library program. So, for instance, Oregon just recently did this. And basically, half of the cost is being covered by the Department of Public Instruction. And the other half is being leveraged by United Ways within that state.
Wow.
But when you go statewide, and this is offered to every child, and Wisconsin does not have this at this point, but when you do, Dolly comes to your kickoff.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's amazing.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, and you know, if we could make this happen in Wisconsin, like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously the big guys, right? Like a Milwaukee, Madison sure. would try to get her, but we're right in the center. I think.
Right in
I
the
think
center.
It would be, you know,
oh,
we
yeah.
should host something like
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, we
that
should.
That would be super cool.
We're working on that. I want to play a sample of her reading this real quick, and then we will get to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Here it is for you, real quick. Dolly Parton's reading from Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas.
Billy the Kid was one lucky pup. He had everything he'd ever dreamed of and more. He had moved to Nashville. He had his own band with his best friends, and now they were hitting the road to go on tour. Billy promised to ride home often, to stay in touch across the miles. So, as everyone said goodbye, he mailed a postcard to his family. "Well, I'm off, but don't worry. I'm coming home for Christmas. No place I'd rather be. Love, BTK."
That is great.
Super cute.
One really
lucky
good.
Pup.
God, I can listen to her just read a phone book.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It, you know, it is awesome, too, with the Imagination Library program is that we will sometimes get access to recordings of her, you know, to share with people of her reading different books, and it is great.
Find out more at imaginationlibrary.com, imaginationlibrary.com, and that book is out already, so go ahead and get it for your kids and get it for yourself. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends who know quite a bit about the printing world over at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil, how you doing?
Jolene.
Nice. Yeah. It's going to be in our head, isn't it? Yeah, a bunch of Dolly hits. Phil, we appreciate you hanging on the line and joining us here. And I couldn't help the tie-in between that book and what United Way and Terry do with the Imagination Library, and of course having our friends at Quality Plus Printing on. And certainly we're getting in, we're talking printing here, we're talking books, and we're talking with you, Phil, every Wednesday. We appreciate you joining us. How are things over at the shop?
Oh, doing well. Thank you. Yeah, we're happy to print. We do a lot of printing for Terry and Nina underway, so keep them coming, Terry.
Yeah, this is a great time. Actually, Phil's kind of in the we have a proof right now of our next newsletter. So, you know,
right
thanks
on.
To Phil and team on that. And that'll be coming soon for those who normally receive that on its way.
Looking forward to that.
No, we're always happy to print for the United Way. And we try to partner with some local manufacturers, too, to get us some paper to use on their jobs to reduce costs and things like that. So, we get a lot of good community partners, obviously, that know a good cause and what Terry does over there in the group with the United Way for our community. So, yeah, makes me proud, to be honest with you, to do printings for you guys over there, Terry. So,
well, thank you. Your leadership is definitely appreciated.
Phil, noticed that recently you had, or last month, you guys had Ken from the Rafters by, and we're talking with them and everything, and we touched on that a little bit. I know you've had some other fun projects recently. You guys are keeping pretty busy over there, huh?
Oh, yeah. We had a very good month last month, and that happens. I mean, again, the school's getting back in session and things like that, and in the fall season, we do a lot of printing for local schools, sports teams, especially. We're finishing up on the Assumption sports book today that they'll be handing out for their fall sports, and they're including tennis, of course, the best sport.
How's your season going?
Yeah, the season's going good. Playoffs are next week, and I got a great bunch of young ladies. It's been a fun season. Tennis is probably one of the shorter sports seasons of any. We start up in mid-August and finish in early October.
Yeah.
Or last year, I had two young ladies, Sarah Shaw and Addie Baller, go to state.
Yeah, all the way to state. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And really, it ends up in, if you do that, you'll end up in mid-October somewhere. But it's going, and I'm very, very proud of the young ladies. So it's a fun season. And we'll see how long the old man keeps doing it there. But
we need good coaches.
Yes,
so that's very much appreciated.
Appreciate that. And shout out to those to all those players and having a great season. Phil, we have made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So here's a conversation starter right here. So the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is pica.
Pica.
P-I-C-A is an abnormal desire to eat substances that aren't normally eaten.
Ew.
So it can be an issue with children. But things like chalk, ashes, you know.
Right. No, yeah, that's a I've heard about that. I forget what I know there's a name for it, too, of people that do that. Oh, interesting. Interesting word.
Then I started thinking, I like those little suckers you get at the candle for kids, you know. What it's called? I don't know, but all the different flavors. They get at the bank or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Dum Dums?
Oh, yeah.
Dum-dums. I always find myself chewing on the stick at the end.
Yep.
That's all, but I end up chewing a pulp and spinning it out somewhere. And I think that's probably like one of these things here that normal desire to.
How many of us knew a kid who was chewing on his eraser in school? There was that too. We've seen it. Yeah, that's an interesting
Boogers.
One. That's an interesting one. That's somebody had to say it. I just wasn't sure which one of us was going to say it. Oh, you're right. I just wasn't sure which of three of us was going to say it. Phil, we always appreciate your time and what you guys do here in our community, not just of course around like the United Way or with the Rafters, but certainly here at WFHR, where you sponsor. Quality Post Printing sponsors Playmakers, gives us an opportunity to talk a little sports and maybe talk a little tennis this week or coming up here pretty soon, huh?
I think so. It's probably the main sport in the whole community, I would think.
I mean, yeah, everybody's talking about it. Yeah. Michael Comer joins us a couple times a week, and Michael and I were talking local tennis the last time he was with us and everything. We like covering as many sports as we can around here.
Oh, yeah, and Lincoln High School is having a great tennis season, too, as well, for their young ladies. They have a really good team over there, too. So, yeah, and that's a good sports time of the year, obviously, with football and everything going on. And the River Kings starting to gear up again. And yeah.
Very excited about the Kings. Phil, we appreciate you. I don't want to keep you for too long. I know how busy you guys are over there. But thank you again so much for joining us. We're looking forward to hanging out next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Have a great day, Terry and James. Appreciate you.
You too, man.
Go visit our friend Phil Hartley and the gang over at Quality Post Printing at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local support. Local support those that support us and support this community, everybody. And be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to not only keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there, but reach out to them. Maybe reach out to WAM Incorporated with your local hometown heroes. Let them know about those people, and maybe they'll be nominated for the local hero and get on a t-shirt and all that. They're having some fun with that over at WAM Incorporated, another part of our good friends at Quality Plus Printing. Again, at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Terry and I will be back with more show, morning show on WFHR. Settle down over there.
I mean, who's winning over there?
Wow, the computer. The computer always wins. Always. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I think.
Looking in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld
had to get this in.
An eerie sight for my monster from his.
We hope you're all having a fantastic start to your day out there. Thanks so much for joining us.
He did the monster mash.
Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We'll take it right to the top of the hour. Got plenty of great things kicking off in the 9 o'clock. We got some entertainment news for you. We're going to touch on some other cool topics that we got. And want to stick to this, want to get to this right now. We want to say a big congratulations to Kim out in Racine. She was our grand prize winner for the Go for the Green or Gold statewide contest that we did around here.
Cool.
Congratulations to Kim. And a big thank you to this area for representing so well. We like bragging rights around here, and we have a lot of great family members in the civic media family, and you know, it's nice to be able to say that, hey, we did pretty good in this competition. We had a lot of representation from both WFHR and WIRI. Big thank you to everybody who downloaded the app, played along, be listening. We'll be doing another one of those contests real soon, and that app is going to come in handy. A while back, French's Mustard created a limited edition mustard beer, and if you didn't get to try it, there is another chance you might get. The State Fair of Texas is happening right now, and a brewery called Martin House Brewing brought their mustard beer to the fair. It's described as a bold and tangy brew with a mustard yellow hue. The brewery added 1 gallon of mustard for every 12 gallons of beer in the brew.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It has a 5.5 alcohol by volume, about the same as a Stella Artois. Stella Artois, or how do you say that? Stella Artois.
So that, I mean, honestly, that mustard beer kind of sounds good.
I was thinking
it would be more brown mustardy, though, than yellow mustardy. You know what I mean? Like a little bit.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Okay, but what, could you get a pretzel straw then?
Oh, yes. Now, there you go. That's an idea. This is a limited release, which was produced by a local company called Fletcher's Corn Dogs. It's unclear if they plan to brew it again for the fair next year, if they're going to be able to sell it, where you can get it or anything. But I'm showing Terry a picture of the can.
Okay,
right,
I can't
now
really handle the color.
Yeah, the color. Whoa. I couldn't handle the color.
But I would try it. I would not buy a six pack, but if I was somewhere and they had it and you could just get a glass of it or a sample, then I would try it.
I could see trying that. And we go from mustard to kale. This is horrible, horrible.
Not beer
segue.
Again, right?
No. There is no kale beer, as far as I know. But today is National Kale Day, and the internet has some suggestions on how you can celebrate. There is hosting a kale party.
Feed it to your rabbit.
You can feed it to your rabbit. You can get a rabbit and then feed it to them. Host a potluck with a family and friends, where everyone brings their favorite mind-blowing kale dishes.
Are there mind-blowing kale dishes?
I was wondering.
I guess I'm not opposed to it. It throws me off sometimes if you order a salad somewhere, mm-hmm. and then there's like this big chunk of kale in there. But I will say, one year at Urquell Worldwide always does a chili cook-off for United Way. And one year, one of their employees made kale chips. And so literally she took kale, spritzed it with olive oil, put sea salt on it, and then put it in the oven till it got a little crispy. And that was good.
That does sound good. That doesn't sound bad.
That was good.
Kale is interesting. I don't mind kale, but there's a lot of people that will say they like it, but apparently don't. There was this survey, a part of this, where the people that say that they like kale but don't really like it. And I'm like, why would you say that? Why would you do that? Who are you trying to impress? Who are you? I don't get it.
That's, the kale police?
I guess. So here's a list of other foods that people pretend to like, but as far as this list, giant milkshakes with absurd toppings like a slice of cake or like a just a big giant gummy bear on top. Why would you pretend I like that? That sounds good. Caviar is on this list. Okay.
But that's more. Okay. Seriously? Yeah. Kale or caviar? I mean, I don't know what is. Caviar has a status.
Yeah,
like kind of tied to it, right? Go to a fancy whatever and they're serving that, you kind of, I mean, hopefully if you don't like it, you just pass. But yeah. I can see that's a little different than if a plate of kale shows up.
With the caviar, I don't get it. I don't get what all the fuss is about. I've had it twice and I did not enjoy it. Just was not my thing. I like the cracker more than I like the fish eggs. I wasn't into it. But to each their own. Kale, fish eggs. But, hey, some kale and caviar. How about that? Leaving tails on shrimp in a pasta dish. People that eat the shrimp with the tail, that there are that section of people that do that.
Who does that?
I don't know, but they're apparently on this list. black licorice. They're saying, raw oysters. I've never had oysters. I've never had that.
I've had oysters. I've had like smoked oysters where there's been something done to them, but just to have like a raw.
Yeah,
oyster.
It's not my type of texture.
Yeah, no.
Turkey bacon. Yeah.
I've got an issue with that. Same with turkey brats. Like, why?
No. There are perfectly good brats out there. Why?
And,
why?
You know, if you really have to watch your, you know, if there's a health reason, whatever, then I'm just more like passing, right? Like, completely. Like, I'm not eating different bacon.
And cauliflower pizza, or California pizza, I guess. I could have said either one there. Cauliflower pizza. I've never heard of that before.
So they can make a crust out of cauliflower for, like, gluten-free.
Oh, okay.
Or for celiacs and stuff. I do know people that have done that. And for whatever reason, the cauliflower, like, stays, you know what I mean? Like, they can make a crust out of it.
I don't know how they do that.
So I can see that. Because you have to.
Yeah. For health reasons, these are understandable.
I would definitely not choose it. But
no. But for health reasons, certainly understandable and stuff to enjoy. Now, I don't know about this last one, though. Because this last one, I wholeheartedly admit I might be too old for something like this. I also think some people just have way too much time on their hands. There is a new TikTok trend going around where people are basically decorating the inside of their toilet bowls. They are.
Oh, come on.
They are putting floral shaped gel stamps they're a product or something. They've been around for years, but most people just buy one or two. But now they're putting them on the insides of toilet bowls. They're just to make it more fun.
Really?
Not everything has to be fun. Like, some things are just business. Just do your business. Like, move on. What are we doing? Why? Why?
Like, I just can't even. I do know, like, thinking back, like, potty training days, and I don't have boys, so it's different, but I do know, like, That is a strategy, like throwing a Cheerio in the toilet bowl so that little boys can work on their aim. Yes. You know, something like that I can get behind.
We're talking about grown adults. Like that, I'm with you 100% for kids. Like, this is a cool idea for kids.
I'm kind of
really
like
help with that.
I am a firm believer of putting nothing distracting in the bathroom.
Yeah, just seems like
pay attention
idea.
To what you're doing for this small period of time, and then move on.
It does. I really don't think
you will
this
not
is
find any decorations in my toilet bowl.
No.
Just newsflash.
Nor in mine. Nor
you can
in
feel
mine.
Free to turn down my invite. You know, if you're worried that there won't be nice decorations in the toilet bowl.
That's
so weird.
If this is your thing, you know, do your thing, I guess. But I don't know.
Put
about
your
that
energy
one.
Somewhere else.
I really feel like your creativity could be used in other places. I really feel like you. Yeah.
That's so weird.
I don't know about that one. I don't know. I feel like we got our Danny Wright story in for the day. I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we got that
for
covered.
The month.
It's right to tickets at the end of the year. I want to send a shout out to Pam Hilke. Pam sent over a picture. She has one of her...
Not
one
of her toilet.
No, one of her 45s.
Okay.
She has the American Pie 45.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool. Nice slide. Nice, Pam. That's pretty cool. That's
that's
a good
awesome.
It's a good collection she's got over there. We will get to our big timeout. We'll come back in the 9 o'clock hour getting into a bit of entertainment news. We got some interesting stuff going on in there. I do want to talk a little bit about something James Blunt is offering to his fans that I've never heard of an artist doing before, but it could be kind of interesting. That could be kind of fun. We'll get into that one. Also, Kate Winslet and the Titanic door. Yep, that is still coming up.
Okay.
We are. That has not been dropped yet, apparently, as it seems. You would think it would have been by now, but nope. And one other thing that I did want to mention before we wrapped up and went to break is this great event coming up. I thought I had it right here, huh? Oh, there it is. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you put it right where you know where it was.
Right. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride is coming up with our Wood County Sheriff, Sean Becker. That is going to be at Lake Wasecha White Sands Beach Wednesday, October 16th. Ride starts at 5. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share Station in the parking lot at White Sands Beach. Bring your own bike, a helmet, or you can ride a River Rider bike for free. Riders receive a free bike share t-shirt while supplies last. It's going to be a fun event. You're going to have a good time with Sean. Be sure to mark your calendars and get ready for this. Again, the Fall Community Bike Ride with Sheriff Sean Becker going to be going on at White Sands Beach Wednesday, October 16th, starting at 5 right over there. Meet you over there, everybody. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Be sure to check that out. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR.